Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to take a little bit of a different turn than we normally do. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. So what I'm thinking is, you know, I was just like, you know what? You know, it's a really important topic that we need to talk about, that people need to really understand, is your breath work. People don't realize how important their breath is. And I'm just kind of going out for a drive, so don't mind the noise that you'll hear in the background. But I actually was just at home. I was doing some work on the laptop, and what's called a training mask, and it's a lot of like athletes will use them. They're to simulate, quote unquote, high altitude training by restricting the amount of air that you're able to take in. So it's a mask. It looks like a big like gas mask in a kind of way, and then it's got a little valve on it, you could say, that adjuster that you would basically adjust, and then it would restrict the amount of air coming into your lungs, right? Just by, you know, like think of if you're trying to breathe through a straw. So that is basically what a training mask is. And so I don't necessarily use it for fitness. So you won't see me out, you know, jump rope or running or anything while wearing the mask. That's not necessarily my jam. Personally, I think that you either have to be in really good shape in order to use something like this while you're doing cardio, or that's my personal opinion on them. However, I use them in a different way. So I have this one training mask. There's a training mask 3.0, I think it is. It's not like the official one, the training mask. I can't remember what it's called, but I've got that one. And what I'll use it for is I'll use it for breath work. And the reason that I do this is because I know how important our breath really is. A lot of people don't actually realize that many of the ailments or many of the issues that they might be experiencing, many of the feelings that they might be feeling, could actually be stemmed from your breath or lack thereof. So obviously life is like, our breath is our life, right? So the thing is that, and this isn't medical advice, okay? Like don't be doing anything stupid and, you know, just like look into it for yourself, of course, right? But what I know is that so much so much can be helped by being able to control your breath. Because in stressful situations, in times of need, in when you're unfocused, you're not concentrated, you're maybe a little frustrated, angered, whatever it is, one of the first things to go is your breath. We start to breathe much more shallow, where we don't breathe as deep. And when we do this, obviously our body is not taking in oxygen. And of course, if we don't take in oxygen, well, we're not going to last that long. So that's why there's a big controversy. As I say this, I'm seeing someone walking by themselves, nobody else even close by, walking down the street on the parking lot. I'm in like the, you know, side streets too. Like this is, if you saw this place, and they're by themselves, wearing a mask, walking by themselves. Just love it. As we're talking about breath work. but maybe she's doing what I'm doing. No, that was not a training mask. To get back to it, yeah, the breath, it's one of the first things to go. In times of stress, in times of need, it's one of the first things to go. And when you have lack of oxygen coming into your body, well, then all of a sudden that just makes things worse. Things are more painful, things are more stressful, and then it just kind of creates a huge snowball effect of things that are happening to you. So this is why I've talked about breath in cold showers. I've talked about breath barefoot walking. And that's really why I like doing those things, is because a lot of it, you do have to take control of your breath. And so it when you take control of your breath, your anxiousness goes down, your stress levels go down, you can think clearly. Just all these benefits start to happen for you when you control your breath. So I'm at home, and sometimes I gotta do a lot of work on the laptop, and I gotta get a lot of work done, and you know, it just seems like everything has to be done right now, kind of thing. There's so many things to do, and I'm like, where do I even begin? And it kind of feels a little bit frustrating and unorganized in a way, and I don't know where to begin, you know, where to even like jump into it. So what I also want to do is I want to tackle it all, and I really want to focus as well. So how can we do that? Well, when you're focused, when you're meditating, let's say, a big part of that is your breath. Your breath is in sync. So what I'll do is I put on my training mask, and I've actually adjusted mine, and I don't recommend you do this if you do get one. Just because it's not safe, of course, if you do it wrong, okay? So I'm not liable for you doing anything stupid, okay? So I've adjusted mine so that it actually makes it more resistant to breathe in the mask. And the reason I do this is because I just wanted the levels to be like very, very difficult. So when I have it cranked all the way up, I can't be doing anything else. Like I can't even be working on the computer. I can't even, like, the only thing I can be focused on at that moment, if I have it cranked all the way up, is my breath. Like, that's usually like my meditative level, you could say. I turn it all the way up, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm just focused on my breath, how I'm breathing, and making sure that it's not too, you're not inhaling or exhaling. Well, it's mainly the inhaling too hard. You're not inhaling too hard and putting a lot of stress on yourself. It's just a very calm breath work. When I turn down the level, even if it's at its lowest setting, it's still difficult, but now I can focus on other things. It's just what it's doing is it's forcing me to take long breaths. It's really forcing me to have to breathe, because when you don't have that resistance, it's easy to just take really small, shallow breaths, and then you lose out on all the benefits, and you just start to feel more stressful, more anxious, more unfocused. So what this mask does is, just without you having to think about it, it basically forces you to take deeper breaths, and they're also longer because you're breathing, let's say, essentially through a straw. So imagine breathing through a straw. You're going to take a big long breath, but you're going to be taking in less air over the course of that whole entire amount of air breath that you're taking in. So this repeatedly is doing a few things. Your body is going through, and you're breathing hard. Well, you're not breathing hard. You're just breathing long and deep. And so over, let's say, about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, now you're kind of past the point where you're kind of just doing it and not even thinking about it. And that's usually about the time that you want to get to. I usually do this whole thing about an hour. I'll be doing some work on my computer, and I'll wear my mask, and I'm just breathing through it, because what it's allowing me to do is just not even have to think about my breath. Like, say if I see something that I'm struggling with on a website, something's like broken and it's not working properly, well, my breath isn't going to be necessarily affected. because it's almost, it's basically being forced to keep at a certain rate and at a certain level. Whereas if I didn't have the mask and I ran into that stressful situation, boom, right away, your breath gets affected and then your stress levels go up, your cortisone goes up, all that bad stuff starts to happen and you don't even realize it because it's so subtle. So that's why I like to just wear my mask and, you know, turn it to whatever level I feel comfortable with and I'm just working away. I might be listening to music, I might be just chilling, doing my thing, and next thing you know, I don't even think about the mask after a while. It's just there, and I look and I'm like, oh, it's been like an hour and a half and I've been wearing this thing. And then there's a point when you take the mask off. So you've been resisting your breathing for the past hour and a half. Your body has basically been in a rhythm of breathing in a certain way. So it's being forced to take these big, long breaths, which you normally wouldn't necessarily have without the mask. And then when you take the mask off, well, obviously, like, you go from breathing through a straw to just breathing normally, and then all of a sudden it's so refreshing and you're like, oh wow, like I am just taking in such a huge amount of air right now, and like it feels easy, it feels good, you also feel clear-headed. So you don't necessarily need a mask like this. The only reason I use a mask like this, it's called a training mask. Training fitness masks, you can go online, you can see them. The only reason I use them is just because I don't have to think about it. It just does its thing. It just forces me to be able to breathe in a certain way. And then for an hour and a half, I take it off and then all of a sudden I just feel good. Of course, there's all kind of safety measures. So just make sure that your situation is different, all that stuff. Okay, just don't hurt yourself or do anything stupid, like I said, okay? There's obviously problems that could arise if you were to do this wrong. Like I said, I've made my mask so it's more resistant, and you know, I wouldn't want you to say, hey, I'm gonna wear my mask, make mine more resistant, and then I'm gonna wear my mask while I go to sleep and then never wake up again. Okay, so like, think first. so that's why I do this. Okay, cold showers, in order to be able to accomplish cold showers, you need to take care of your breath. You need to take control of it. In order to not just walk barefoot, but to walk barefoot on rough grounds, and then also to walk at a faster pace barefoot. When you're walking at a faster pace barefoot, you have more chance of stepping on things that are more painful, and you need to be able to absorb that pain. And part of absorbing that pain is actually through your breath work. So you learn how to do that. And when you control your breath, just so many benefits happen. And like I said, you know, you're more clear-headed, you're more focused, your energy levels are up because you're giving your body what it needs, which is oxygen. And if you see any stressful person, I bet you any money that they're probably not breathing deeply. They're not breathing well. They're not breathing nice and full and relaxed shoulders at all. Their shoulders are forward. They're kind of concaving their chest in, you know, just to picture it, like over-exaggerating. But they're making their lungs smaller, so it can't take in as much air. So when you see someone who's standing up tall, who's standing up open, and who is breathing full, well, you can picture it in your mind how they look. So what else is there? There's also different ways of breathing as well. So if, let's say, you're at work and you're kind of tired, you can actually breathe in a certain way. It's kind of weird. It's like a very fast, repetitive like breath. And what it does is it kind of like perks you up. And so then there's like ones that are... if you want to really regain your focus, there's one that's called box breathing. There's all different types of breathing. So you don't necessarily need to go for the mask itself, but what I just wanted to share with you is that taking part and control of your breath is huge and very beneficial. It will help you in all aspects of life. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with your kids, your spouse, your boss, a stressful situation, whatever it is. If you have control of your breath, then you can take on those situations. So there's different ebooks, there's videos, you can look on YouTube and you can say, hey, different types of breathing. Navy SEALs would use the box breathing. I would do that one all the time. There's apps that you can use. There's actually a really good app that was, what was it called? I don't know, but there's probably lots of them out there. But what it would do is it would have a tone. So one tone would be for the inhale, and you could adjust this. So you could say, hey, I want to do box breathing 4 seconds in between. So it would be 4 seconds inhale, and that would be a certain tune. And then there would be another tune that would be 4 seconds. That would be the holding of the breath. And then a third tune, which would be the exhale of the breath, and then back to the holding and repeated. So that would be done through an app. And so then you can just kind of sit there, not have to think about it, and just listen to the app. You can have your eyes closed. There's all kinds of cool things that are out there. So that's just what I wanted to share with you. I'm on my way to have a workout, and I just missed that light. Dang it. But anyways, I hope that you check it out. Maybe you're a little bit more self-aware of your breath, especially in like times of stress. Like I said, if your boss says something, somebody cuts you off in traffic, something happens, whatever it is, just take notice of your breath and see what happens. Because that's one of the first things to go, if not the first thing. And that, if you can control that, you can control the whole situation. The whole situation. It's very, very easy. So anyways, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of benefits from taking control of your breath. I hope you guys do it. I hope you guys try it. I hope you guys have good experience with it. And I'm going to go have a good workout, and I will talk to you later. All right. Unplugged Freedom. Nathan, nice short little podcast, little tidbit here for you. All right. And have a good one.